don't remember this guitar entrance. I think this is where they started with the radio. Okay, we've got to bring this guy. I am sorry. That's Casey and the Sunshine Band. Hi, everybody. This is Linda Bott. And you are with us here on this Thursday night for North State Now. How are you? We are so thrilled to be here. Life is good, but I'll tell you what. You know Casey and the Sunshine Band are still touring. I've gone to Nathan Parmalee from Civic, by the way, who also sponsors our show. Go to RedingCivic.com because they've got a great rundown, a great concert rundown. I love to talk with him about kind of the insights of what's happening with who is coming through. We've got a lot of great entertainment here in the North State. We're thrilled to be here. And so how are you guys doing tonight? Anyway, you can always listen to us in the archives at kcnr1460.com. In case you missed something, you can go back in here. And with me tonight, I'm very, very thrilled about having, and I've been supporting them since we revived our show, and they've come back in after COVID with an all-new great rundown, and that's Axiom Theater. With me tonight are two very special people who do lots of great work. There's been two great runs, Chapter 2 and Row, have had successful runs. And I'm here tonight with a couple of youngsters that have been instrumental in making Axiom Repertory Theater such a success. Good evening, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Okay, introduce yourselves. We're going to start with our lady.
I'm Michaela Duarte, and I am the co-media director at Axiom Repertory Theater.
And I am Daniel Hill, and I am also the co-media director. We are the co-media directors, and we're also actors as well.
Yes, and you are phenomenal, both of you, what you have done with the website. I want to tell everybody now to go to axiom.vbotickets.com. That's the first thing I went to, but you can just go to Axiom. I just typed in Axiom, and this came up. You've done a spectacular job on your website.
Thank you.
Yeah, axreptheater.com, but like you said, you can put it in on Google, anywhere, it'll come up, and you can find our website, it'll link you to the tickets, and you'll see our entire season from September all the way through May. We have a new show each month.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about your history. Let's start with you talking about you were in Young Frank. What shows have you been in recently?
Recently, I was in, I started with last year's Woody Guthrie American Song, and I've been in, I think, five or six shows in the past year. Shakespeare in Love was probably one of my favorites, and Ruthless, which happened this summer, but we had to cancel it a little bit early. And then Rocky coming up in a few months.
Yeah, and if you go on the website again, you're going to see where you can purchase these tickets. We're going to talk about something special that you're doing as well. Now, Daniel, let's talk a little bit about you and some of the shows that you've been in, because I did see you in Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, Young Frankenstein was a fun one. Lots of a great cast in that one. Nick Brown was our doctor, and I've been wanting to work with him for a long time. I started with Rocky Horror, played Rocky a few years in a row, moved into Woody Guthrie and did some folk singing, strumming, which is kind of up my alley. I did a great show with Pam Carney, Matt McDonald, and Jocelyn Carter, directed by Russell Payette. We did the 39 Steps, and I got to play this man from Buffalo and go on a wild goose chase. And so now we're coming up into this new season. We're about to start Rocky Horror, and I'm playing Brad this year, and Michaela right here is playing Janet, so we're a little duo there. Then moving into Hamlet, where I'll be playing Laertes, and a couple other shows.
These are some serious shows coming up, by the way. You've got Diamonds. Now tell me a little bit about is it called Mackinac?
Yeah. Do you want to go ahead and talk about that?
Yeah. So it's called Mackinac.
Mackinac. Okay.
It's written by Sophie Treadwell, who's a journalist, I believe in the 20s. And it's about the first woman to be executed by electric chair in New York. And it's a brilliant piece of expressionist theater, so a lot of, like, strong emotions, a lot of big lights, big sets, big everything. So we're really excited to see that. It's going to be very serious, but I think a very interesting show.
I'm curious, and I'm sure our listeners are too, of how you go about, because there's so many theater productions, how you go about putting together the seasons.
Well, that actually falls on our artistic director, which is actually my father, Ken Hill. So he goes and he puts together a season that showcases a lot of different things. We do musical theater, we do classics, we do contemporary shows and new shows. So just kind of finding a diverse season where you can see something different. So, you know, one of these shows throughout this season is gonna quench your thirst for theater, and then it might also draw you in to try something else out that you wouldn't necessarily go and see.
Which would be like something like Machinal. You have to have a certain kind of taste or appetite and just think, well, why not? It's just like you've had with Roe. You know, you've got, that's a whole different ball game than chapter two. Mm-hmm. So you've got, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about a package that you are now introducing, and we like that. And I love the fact that it's, again, your website is so visual, and you can read more about what the play is about. You can share it, and you can, when you order your tickets, you can go on and see where you want to sit, what dates, all that kind of thing. So you may be able to plan out going to the theater for the next 4 or 5 months with the date, the seat, and have it all in front of you where it's concise and it makes sense. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about our good friend Matt McDonald and something that you can do, our listeners, to help out. And we're going to share some news about him as well. But this is Linda Bott, and we are North State Now here supporting community theater, restaurants, so many things. We interviewed Charlize earlier in the week, so we want to share with you that they're doing incredible things, and their patio is open. And Charlize is formerly Mary's Pizza Shack, and they're doing great things, as well as so many things like go to RedingCivic.com. We love Carlene's as well, the restaurant. And, of course, Axiom Theater, as well as, like, Old City Hall. We want to talk about stuff that's going on with Old City Hall and some of the art shows that they have there as well. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Coming right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Linda Bott.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our wonderful show here, North State Now, on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hi, guys. Linda Bott here. And, of course, on my show, which is the first Thursday of the month, I love to support our local theater. It's a really big deal, and I love the arts, and I think being involved in theater has really been an instrumental part of my life. I really believe that being involved with the arts helps you be a better citizen of the world. And understanding, people, places, things, including tragedies. Because tragedies are often, ways to be able to, vent or to create a story out of something maybe that was has been horrible. We've got things like the upcoming show that we talked with Daniel and Michaela from Axiom Theater about coming up. That's going to be about a woman being executed. Talk about dreary, but it's history. Mackinac is the name of it. Which is going to take place at Axiom Repertory Theater. So welcome back.
Hi.
Daniel and Michaela.
Hello.
And let's talk a little bit about Matt McDonald. Before you came in tonight, we were talking about Matt, who is a phenomenal actor. He's world class. Not only, in every aspect of the theater, he's truly a leader. He's wonderfully gifted at his visual arts and his makeup. And he's probably played the gamut with every kind of role that you can, probably as a woman and a man. You know, he's done it all. He is all. He's great. And so right now we open our hearts and we embrace that. Matt, you were telling me, and let's share with our listeners, you have a GoFundMe page. He had just a really bad accident. He's alive.
He is. He's alive. He got in a car crash. He was actually doing two shows at Axiom. He was in Ruthless and he was in Row. And we had two performances on the same day. So he went and he performed Ruthless, where he was playing a woman in the show. And then he was going home to take care of his mother. That is something that he does. And on his way back to the theater, he got in a car crash. And he actually... the tow truck driver showed up and said, "Hey, we should take you to the hospital." And he said, "No, take me to the theater.
I have a show to do."
So he gets towed to the theater, and he and he stumbles in, and it only took a second for his cast members looking at him to be like, you should go to the hospital. So he went to the hospital. He fractured his back.
Oh, dear.
He had lacerations all over his body, and it was really unfortunate. We had to cancel the show Ruthless that he was in and find a replacement for him in Roe. But we did start a GoFundMe for him. If you go to GoFundMe and you type in help Matt McDonald, it'll pop up right away. And we've raised close to $6,000 for him at this point.
Fantastic.
Which is going to go towards a new car and medical expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And he's set up as the beneficiary, so all the money's going directly to him. And we have a meal train going for him as well. And, man, we just really want him to get back up on his feet. He's also a professor at Shasta College where he teaches hair and makeup.
So I didn't know that part about him. But so when he fractured his back, so is he in a cast? Is he going – where is he at this particular point in his recovery?
That's a good question. I think he's kind of at home on bed rest. With minimal movement, and I'm not sure if he's still in a brace or what's going on there. But
but knowing Matt, he will limp on to the next role, and
let me play an old man with a cane.
Absolutely, he's so phenomenal, and you know it's heart and soul. Can you imagine? Okay, he's in a collision. Take me to the theater. He's got a show to do.
Showed up and he's like barely walking in, and he goes, I think if you guys got me a wheelchair and I didn't do any of my costume changes, I could do the show. No.
He's already thinking about a way to go around because things happen. How to be able to, the show must go on. The show must go on, right? anyway, so you can go to GoFundMe and type in Matt McDonald for many of you who are listening that have been to productions and Matt in your life. Matt's been in my bathroom and he has done incredible makeup with Victoria Graham, who played the penguin, and we did like a costume event that would have been at Wind River, and he did and we were the villains of Batman and our table from KCNR. And so he's so phenomenal. Anyway, so thank you for sharing that information here. And we are at KCNR 96.5 FM. If you missed that, you can go back to the archives and listen to the show because we're talking with, of course, Daniel and Michaela, who are the co-media and actors for Axiom tickets. Now let's talk about a couple more things coming up. You've got the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which you're working on now.
Yeah, and what's funny is it's actually the Rocky Horror Show. So the picture show.
That's right.
The movie came out after the play, and that's sort of what developed the cult following. And there's this tradition to do the picture show where they call it a shadow cast. People go up in front of the screen and they dance along with the movie, and it's really fun.
Uh-huh.
But we're actually bringing it back to the roots of the Rocky Horror Show, and it's a full-on musical. It's live theater, start to finish, and it's the same story, but it's a totally unique experience.
So that show goes from October 7th to October 29th. Get your tickets now because this always sells out. It is a cult favorite classic during the October season, right before, you know, the Halloween and everything. But I saw the movie once on Sunset Boulevard back in the 80s when it first came out. So that was a lot of fun. But then after that, it really, really, really took off to become this cult classic where people enacted and showed up in a costume and became just such a thing. Now, you also have Hamlet coming up in the month of November.
Directed by John Truitt, who is another Reading staple.
Yes.
And featuring actors such as Nick Brown, Jessica Cox, myself and many others.
That sounds great. Let's see, now what's Diamonds?
So that is actually a group we're bringing in. So that's their flyer, and we're doing a little bit of promoting for them. It is a Cirque-style show with silks and acrobatics and Yeah, just fun, like, kind of circus-type act.
So you guys, what's your seating capacity again?
Well, it goes anywhere from 160 when we have our cabaret-style seating with tables and stuff to about 300 plus or minus when we do, like, a stadium-style mm-hmm. seating, just rows of chairs.
So, like, for instance, when people would like to be in an environment, perhaps they could be a speaker, actually can rent your facility and have this theater, which is great, in this kind of amount, like 300 people. Somebody who wants to do a small concert and a private concert where they sell tickets and that kind of thing. You can rent out the Axiom Theater, and I've often thought about doing that next year, you know, in my own personal quest to do something again that I haven't done in a long time. The last time I really produced a concert would have been at the Cascade, and the problem, it was no problem, but still the pressure of what it was to try to sell 900 seats was just a lot of pressure for me. Even though they underwrote it, you know, and it was cool, I still was thinking every single day, because, you know, I always feel like you pay your players, and I had wonderful people with props and backdrops and all the things that you'd do to put on a production. But anyway, sidebar is that's the beautiful thing about Axiom. So what more information can you share with us in this segment before we take our break?
We could talk about our new Star Pass, which is like a season ticket. So you can either buy 4, 8, or 16 tickets at 20% off what you would pay if you bought them each individually. And if you buy the Star Pass 8 or the Star Pass 16, you'll get some free drinks in our Looking Glass Lounge, which is a full bar. A lot of people don't know that we have a full bar at the theater.
It's fantastic.
Yes, it's awesome. And we have a whole new staff in there, and we're renovating it, so it's going to be beautiful this season. It's very Alice in Wonderland themed.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It really is. So you can go in, literally have a cocktail, sit in a cool lounge, or stand at the bar with a full-on long, you know, bar with all your back bar, if you will, and then go in to the theater and sit in, like, a cocktail table with a tiered view. For those of you who haven't been there, it really is very cool. So 8 or 16. So what are you looking at? Does every show have a different price?
No. So every ticket is $30 unless you're a senior or a student. I think it's 28.
25.
So we have Star Pass adult pricing and Star Pass senior/student pricing. So it's a little bit different. It's packages of 4, 8, or 16 tickets, and you can either use them all at once. Like, a lot of people will buy a bunch of tickets to Rocky because it sells out, and they use all their Star Pass tickets on one show, or you can spread them out over the season. So you can, you know, use 2 on Mockinall and 2 on Rocky and spread it out. So it's very flexible that way.
I really like this idea. It's called Star Pass. And you know, when we think about the person who has everything, this is the perfect gift. The family gift, somebody's celebrating an anniversary gift, a birthday gift, Christmas is coming up. Buy them a Star Pass. Sets of 4, not a set, but 4 shows. Mm-hmm. Would that mean a ticket or 2 tickets per show?
So it's a single, so you're either buying 4 tickets, 8 tickets, or 16 tickets, and you can use the tickets on any show you want.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So you could do, you and your husband or your boyfriend, whatever, and another couple for this show. There's your four tickets.
Yep.
Okay, got it. Or you can be for a couple and do, okay, these 2 shows.
You can be one person and go see 4 different shows.
Yeah, right,
It's cool. You sign in and it shows you how many tickets you've used and how many are remaining, and it's, you can just load up more. It's pretty fun.
You've got Star Pass. Okay, you've got that on your website. Okay, there we go. I like it. Like it right there. It's in front of you. Very beautiful website. Okay, you guys, thank you so much. And again, don't forget the GoFundMe for Matt McDonald. And he is healing wonderfully, and we wish him well. And I wonder if there's a way to wish him well on that site, on the GoFundMe site, like where you can email him and say, hey, buddy, we're thinking about you.
Yeah. If you donate, you're allowed to leave a little message.
That's what I meant. Yeah, that's cool.
That's a good incentive.
And so check out, again, Axiom Theater. We really appreciate you, Daniel and Michaela, and all that you do. We think it's an incredible energy that you're bringing here to the North State. And we're going to close the show right now. And next up, we've got our astrologer, Sandra Jennings, is going to be talking about what's going on with this crazy planetary alignment. This is Linda Bott, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by ReadingCivic.com. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now, welcome to my show. I am so proud to be here. This is Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM. and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, and welcome on this beautiful night. Thank you for listening. We've had, of course, the first segment was all about Axiom Theater, and I love to support theater, of course. Always check out what's always going on in, with their new website, as well as ReadingCivic.com. They support this show as well as KCNR. And we love to support our community and all things going on. Riverfront Playhouse, wonderful theater productions there. We had earlier in our week, of we had Charlie's Restaurant on. And we like to support people doing things in our community. Keep it positive. Keep it rolling. Keep it going. And Liam's at the helm. Hi, Liam.
Howdy.
And I am blessed to have Sandra Jennings on the phone with me, our wonderful astrologer. Hi, Sandra.
Hi there. Thank you for the great introduction. And I'm here to remind people that in order to be a success in life or have success in business, you need good timing. You need to be at the right place and the right time. And astrology can provide a link or a synchronization with divine timing, the timing of the creator spirit that started everything. And right now we are in a lunar month that's devoted to Virgo. Virgo is the harvest maiden, and Virgo is a very fertile sign. So we're in a month that is going to provide a time where the seeds that you plant are guaranteed to grow. So it's very important to get started and do something productive now during this month, which started on the 27th and goes through the 24th of September.
So that could be like growing a garden. Could that be like doing a project? That could be starting a relationship. That could be creating music. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
Anything that is real in 3D reality, all right, not necessarily a thought or a belief, but what you do about it, because Virgo is an earth sign. It has to do with making something real and productive and cutting away the dead wood, anything that is not producing fruit, then you want to remove that so you're focused on what is the new energy coming up. And it's starting a new project or a new business or a new advertising campaign and focusing on that for success. Divine timing is to, at a new moon, to begin a project or to plant a seed. And at the harvest time, the full moon, you can reap the benefits of the energy and of the beginning of the seeds that you've planted at the new moon. And Virgo is about actually growing things. So, yeah, a comparison to a garden is lovely because our life can be a beautiful garden that we want to maintain and that will give us the fruit, the benefits, the food, and the loving energy that we need to survive and to be successful. So we want to focus on those projects, real projects in 3D reality. And not waste time on something that is not going to be fruitful.
Now, Liam had asked you earlier why you were on the phone before we came back on the air. He said, are there any astrological signs you don't like? And you said, your reply was?
My reply was, every sign is someplace in my chart. All right, Virgo is going to be somewhere in my chart. Aquarius is going to be somewhere in my chart and in yours and in everyone else's. So there may be certain signs we're more compatible with or we can work more easily with. But it's important to recognize that all of these energies are inside of each of us. We have them internally in our psyche, in our body, someplace. And we don't want to turn our back on that energy. But, yeah, if, like, for example, this lunar month, Virgo is an earth sign. So people that have earth signs predominant in their chart have an opportunity to jump on this fertility magic to make things happen in 3D, planting seeds. Actually, in the earth, those signs are Taurus and Virgo, of course, and Capricorn, and the actual earth signs are going to be able to pick up on this energy more easily, but also so will the water signs, because water and earth are compatible to each other. So, but the most important message I want to give is not to focus on what won't work, but to remember that during this lunar cycle, this Virgo lunar cycle, Virgo is going to produce some wonderful fertility magic that we can make use of now. And we don't want to squander it or let someone else get the this productive energy. We want to capture this. We don't want to be grasshoppers now. We want to be the squirrel that is putting away seeds for the harvest, because it's almost like we're guaranteed, if we make use of this Virgo energy, we find where that new moon at 4 degrees of Virgo is located in our chart. That's the area that's going to be the most productive for the next month. And if people don't know how to do that, you can always contact me by messaging me on Facebook. And that's my job, to tell people how to ride these currents of success from understand divine timing and how to make use of it in their lives.
We also want to share with our listeners that you can go on Facebook and type in Sandra Jennings. Now, you once a month do a it's like $40 per person, especially if Sandra's done your chart, and you get on a Zoom meeting that talks about everything that's going on this month with a full detail. I mean, I'm happy to have you on the air, but this is something. How long in the Zoom meeting, how long does this go on? I mean, I said an hour?
About an hour. I make sure everyone who attends gets a copy of their birth chart, because that's the owner's manual that you've been given to be able to understand what your mission is in life and how to be the most successful and happy, you know, doing an analysis of that. And I also provide a description of what month we're in, what lunar month we're in, the timing, divine timing, the new moon or the full moon. And then I will do an personal interpretation for everyone who attends the meeting to do just what I mentioned. Here is where 4 degrees of Virgo, for example, this lunar month, is located in your chart, and what planet does the new moon make a connection to? Where is the friendly energy going to come from in the solar system that you can make use of and be more successful, be happier, feel more loving kindness in your life? All of the things that human beings feel more comfortable and happiest with. Astrology can lead us toward where the opportunities are. What kind of chance is going to come for you? A connection that could be beneficial. And also, especially with Virgo, what not to waste your time with, because it's not going to be productive for you. Because it's about riding the waves of divine time. And there's times when you're going to feel more loving. There's times you're going to feel that you want to put your nose to the grindstone and work harder. And there's times you want to plant a seed. And there's times you can harvest the results of the hard work that you've done. And I can provide that. And, yeah, we meet about every 2 weeks, before the new moon and before the full moon, and it helps people to be able to understand the divine timing in their own life. Is that a good explanation?
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And, again, it's the Chiron Society that meets, and it's headed up by Sandra Jennings. Go to Sandra Jennings on Facebook, and you can give her a call at 530-410-3702. SandraJennings85@gmail.com. All kinds of ways to get a hold of her. And I had Sandra before. I turned her on to coming out where there were seven or eight ladies that we got together for a four-day ladies retreat. And Sandra came out and did all of our birth charts. It was fantastic. Or no, one question, but everybody had to have their birthday. And each person got to go in the back room. And Sandra spent like 8 hours that day. It was just fantastic. So it's a tool in your toolbox about trying to understand what's going on in your life. And each one of us, like you said, we have a time that we're born. And there really are, through the years, through the millennium, we've had astrology in part of our world leaderships in how to design our life.
That's true, and it's important to know. When you're born, that's your moment. That's your place and time. You own it. Nobody else is there but you at that time and place. And so a map of the heavens for that time and place literally is your owner's manual. It tells your strengths. It tells your challenges. It tells the people you get along with better. It tells what type of profession you have a natural inclination to be successful with. It tells what kind of person you can actually live with and have a successful home life with. Every facet of life is explained in this owner's manual, your birth chart. It is the most important tool in your toolbox for successful, happy living. And it's my joy and pleasure to be able to share that with people because it's made a difference in my life and it makes a difference in everyone's life that I come in contact with. It teaches you how to nurture yourself. And again, this month, this Virgo month, this is the time to plant seeds because since Virgo is such a fertile sign, these seeds are guaranteed to grow and be ripen and give you good fruit. So
thank you, Sandra. Thank you.
I'll tell you how to find that area of your life. You are so welcome.
Thank you. Now hold on the line because I want to ask you a question. When we get off air, you've been listening to Sandra Jennings and Linda Bott. Thank you for joining me. We have another segment here on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. We kind of went a little bit over time, so I think we're just going to have a little short segment. When we get back, I'm going to be asking Liam some questions about what's going on with his music. Again, we love to celebrate the North State and all the things that make you tick. So we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
How's school, son?
Okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, Mom. I'm the smartest kid in the world. Now, can I borrow the car keys?
No, what happened?
There was some drama in the parking lot. Someone backed into my buddy's car. I'm meeting him at Mako.
Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Now, did you call ahead and make an appointment at 530-226-0992?
Yep.
You are my smartest child.
Mom, I'm your only child.
Uh-oh. Better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call for your free estimate at 530-226-0992.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Segment of North State Now. This is Linda Bott. I asked Liam if he'd play a little segment of Vincent, and that is Jane Oliver singing that song. And I recall, you know, I'm looking for inspiration. I feel that musically, and I'm sharing this with Liam because I'm going to get Liam to chime in here. Somebody who worked professionally for many, 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 many years, and music was my life, I kind of feel like I've been separated from it for a while. And so the other day, I was thinking about Jane Oliver and this song, and I went on Spotify or whatever it was and listened to it, and then went into the Wikipedia part of it and started looking at a little bit about her life. She's still living, but she had terrible stage fright. She did, she released 5 albums, from the late 70s through the early 80s. And then she had, stage fright and anxiety over her rapid success. She was on Dinah Shore. This would have been probably, I don't know, 70s, 80s. And she did, Some Enchanted Evening, which turned out to be, you know, Carl and our wedding song, but not by her. We did the original one from South Pacific, the original soundtrack. But Jane Oliver, I'll never forget, you know, you have those moments where you're walking through the room and you stop because it might have been on TV and you're just, you like, it. Time stops, stands still because you're touched by something that's happening that's amazing. And that's what happened when she was on the Dinah Shore show and she did Some Enchanted Evening and then followed up with Vincent, or it could have been vice versa. But what a unique voice. And I had the great honor and opportunity to see her in, at one time it used to be the amphitheater in, Studio City. That would have been Universal Amphitheater. And they did wonderful concerts, outdoor concerts, and I saw Jane Oliver in concert there, and she just has that really unique voice, and I have a couple of her albums. But anyway, I wanted to share that with Liam because Liam is at the helm, and he's just a wonderful singer and musician as well.
Thank you.
And do you know Jane Oliver?
Have you ever I have never heard of her, and you had me play that, and I was kind of in a trance.
Yeah.
That was really good.
You need it. Okay, so
I added it to my playlist.
Oh my God. And then, of course, that was Don McLean wrote Vincent. And of course, mm-hmm. you know, he's American Pie guy. So look up, Some Enchanted Evening.
Okay.
And I was listening to it yesterday and I felt like I need that thing to well me up.
Yeah.
And I got welled up because it, And you understand this mm-hmm. because you're looking for, like artists, when they're painting, they're looking for inspiration.
Yep.
And we just had Sandra Jennings on, and one of the things she was saying off the air was about how 5G and the electronics and all the things that are going on in our atmosphere can make your, I think some of the connections that we've had before, we've got from the heavens to the earth, mm-hmm. and we kind of stand there where we know that we're kind of this reciprocate energy from both mm-hmm. ends, that it feels funky right now.
It does. It does. No, I've been in a weird, I don't know how to explain it, like a weird energy space. I don't even know, but I guess I've chalked it up to just the fact that I'm busy, but I also understand that I'm actually not that, I don't know, but I've been kind of funky lately, too. So.
It's like a churning kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
it's unsettling, but it's not like...
And sleeping at night, mm-hmm. I just think, like, where is this? I'm not worried about anything.
Yeah.
I really, on a conscientious level, I don't know if it's subconscious.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I've been looking for the inspiration, and I many times find that in nature.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it's a kind of a, I don't know, it's a, so I'm trying to reconnect.
Yeah.
And I went back to her voice mm-hmm. and that time. And then I want you to play a little bit of Some Enchanted Evening, and I'm sure you're going to want to listen to she. And then, so I'm sorry, I'm bouncing around. She came back and did some more albums. She returned. She took a 10-year hiatus because there you go. Somebody super became super huge. I mean, super huge. And then went like, and then she had to take mm-hmm. Wanted to take care of her husband who was diagnosed with a. I don't know if it was terminal or whatever, but anyway, so pretty phenomenal. So play Some Enchanted Evening.
Alrighty.
On that note, we need to say goodnight. Make it beautiful. Find what inspires you and dig into that place that makes you want to be a better person and leave beauty behind in this crazy world that we're living in right now. Do random acts of kindness. Thank you, Liam.
I got you.
Make it your own. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Tune into North State.